Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So we know that hay fever season is happening earlier and earlier each year. So how are we monitoring the pollen count in Ireland? And are we able to accurately predict when the pollen count will be high so that people can manage their hay fever symptoms? Well, joining us is Dr. David O'Connor, who's Assistant Professor at Dublin City University in the School of Chemical Sciences. David, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So tell us a little bit about the focus of your own research.
Well, I suppose the main focus of my own research is to look at things like called bioaerosols, things like pollen, fungus spores and even bacteria. And I mainly focus on developing new methods to monitor them in the ambient air and to forecast them, because these things can have massive effects on our health. Like you mentioned, hay fever, you know, pollen allergy within Ireland affects about 30% of the population. So, and then it starts from January all the way to October. Now, most people think of hay fever as just a summer thing.
Yeah.
But actually, it starts in January when hazel and alder start to release their pollen. People start to have hay fever symptoms. They might think they have a cold or flu, but they actually might have hay fever. And that can continue all the way into autumn when fungus spores start to be released and the same symptoms are seen.
So have we been good up to now at predicting our pollen count and examining it in detail?
Actually, in Ireland, we actually lag behind the rest of Europe massively. We actually don't have currently a network. The rest of Europe has had networks for 50, 60 years. So they have lots more data than we do. We are doing a concerted effort to increase that and to increase the number of stations around Ireland. And once we get that up and running, that'll be fantastic for us. And if you don't have the data, it's very hard to forecast. You know, anybody who talks about models, and I won't go into the complexities of those too much, you need quality data to put into that model to be able to forecast and to be able to help people to mitigate their symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Are we at that stage yet in Ireland?
Yeah, we're getting there. Actually, I've just taken over doing the forecast for Medairn myself. And, you know, the forecast is improving all the time. It's getting more and more robust. And once I get more data, it'll get even better. And just to talk about a little bit about that forecast, you know, we put three things into that forecast. We look at the seasonality of the plants themselves. Like I mentioned, things like alder and hazel will only release in January, while things like grass will only release during the summer. That's very useful information to put into a model for us. The second thing that we put into that model then is the weather. Okay, when it's dry and there's a bit of a breeze there, pollen gets released very easily and dispersed very easily. But, fortunately for hay fever sufferers, we have a lot of rain here in Ireland. And if it's raining, it can actually wash out that pollen. So we have different weather conditions that can affect how much pollen is in the atmosphere.
So they're all the factors that you're taking into account.
And then there's one final one where we do our monitoring, okay, which is actually very useful for us to put into our model as well. Because actually the pollen concentration today is a very useful predictor for the pollen concentration tomorrow or the next day. So those three factors is what we put into our algorithm.
I know it's a complex enough system, but you might be able to simply, as you can, explain how it works when you're monitoring what is in the air today.
Well, there's kind of two different methodologies that are used when we're sampling pollen, for instance. There's the traditional method, which is still used here in Ireland and around Europe. It's as basic as it comes, really. You basically just have a pump sucking in the air into your instrument. It gets stuck in a sticky tape, essentially. You bring that sticky tape back to the lab and you actually count the pollen. And if you're trained and you're willing to do it, you can actually speciate the pollen.
Oh, so it's not as complicated as I might have thought then.
No, not as complicated as I thought. The problem with it is really laborious, takes absolutely ages to get that data. You might be waiting 2 weeks before you get that data back, and that, you know, hinders your ability to forecast. Thankfully, I suppose, between myself and Medairn, we have been developing new pioneering methods to look at pollen concentrations, but in real time. So again, you suck in the ambient air, but instead of capturing it and bringing it back to the lab, what do? You actually shoot it with a laser. And this laser hits the pollen, it scatters some light, and interestingly enough, that can give us a whole host of information to actually speciate different pollen grains, but instantaneously.
So you're identifying what's there immediately.
Yes, and that's fantastic for the forecast. You can plug that data straight into the forecast, and it helps us tell us what the concentrations will be tomorrow and the next day.
So can we see that now? Is that available to people in Ireland now?
It's currently under a trial run. It's on the roof of Medairn at the moment. It is operational. I suppose it being such a novel kind of pioneering methodology, we want to compare it to the traditional method that I mentioned just previously, to see how it compares, see if they're comparable. It actually has done quite, actually very well so far. But that identification algorithm within the real-time instrument is always getting better and better. Mm-hmm. So the more data we give it, the better it gets.
So what do you think the timeline is on this? You know, we want to get to the point where we're able to see today what's in the atmosphere.
Well, I do actually use that data within the current forecast that you can see on the MetAaron website. So if you go to the MetAaron website, you'll see actually the forecasts that we're predicting now. So it is already partially operational. The great thing, though, is MetAaron are getting well behind this, and they're going to set up another 5 real-time sites around Ireland within the next few months.
Using the laser technology?
Using the laser technology and the traditional. So we're going to see how they compare over a number of different sites.
Okay, well, that'll be very useful for people.
Yeah, it'll give us greater spatial awareness of what's happening within Ireland, not just within Dublin.
So you mentioned that people can suffer from hay fever from January right through to October. So at this stage of the year, in May, what's out there and what might be causing problems?
Birch pollen is dominating at the moment. And actually, quite a few people are allergic to birch pollen here within Ireland. You know, about 30% of people who have an allergy are allergic to birch. So significant numbers. And, you know, that's a well-being issue. You know, if anyone who's had hay fever knows how it can affect their productivity and just how they feel. But one thing I do want to also say is that we have the 4th highest instance of asthma here in the world in Ireland. And for people who have asthma, if they're breathing in these particles, it's not a well-being issue. It's actually a life and death issue, because it can actually exacerbate their conditions, cause an asthma attack.
Mm-hmm. So they need to be very mindful of what the pollen count is on any given day.
Yeah, and that's why I'm so dedicated towards getting this thing operational. I want to help people to be able to help themselves and mitigate their exposure to these particles. And, you know, that can be simple things. If you know it's going to be a high pollen concentration tomorrow, well, you can take your antihistamine the night before. You know, antihistamines can cause drowsiness, but if you're taking it just when you're going to bed, well, actually help your sleep. The antihistamine will still be within your body, and then that can mitigate your exposure when you do breathe in those pollen the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Even simple things like masks. I know during COVID we wore masks and some people liked it, some people didn't. Actually, a mask is actually a fantastic way to stop you breathing in those large pollen particles, because they are quite large compared to other ambient particles.
Okay, and just again coming back to what you were saying about having all of these new laser sensors around the country now, which is where you're hoping to get to in a couple of months' time. That's really important in Ireland, because the pollen count can vary quite a lot, can't it, from place to place?
Yeah, you would definitely expect that, but I suppose one thing I would say is we actually don't know, because we've had such limited amount of monitoring here in Ireland, you know, mainly just small short campaigns and mainly in Dublin and Cork, very limited in the rest of the country. We actually don't know what the pollen concentrations or species are in the rest of the country, but you would suspect from the plant species in different parts of the country and the different weather types, very changeable weather here as well, that there definitely would be a difference between the different parts of the country for sure.
Well, and the pollen count is there and available to people now on the MetAaron website. Is that right?
Yeah, the pollen forecast, and we basically break it up into different thresholds. You know, low meaning it's probably not going to cause any hay fever symptoms. Medium, you're at medium risk, and high, you probably will see it. Of course, not everyone's allergic to all pollen, and not all pollen is allergenic. But we have the main allergenic species and the information that might be affecting you on that website.
All right. Well, David, it's been very interesting talking to you, and thank you very much for coming in. That's Dr. David O'Connor.